This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Keep improving. Finding little ways to keep growing. It's a finished product, but you know, it's just a start. And I mean, I don't really look at everything that people talk about. I mean, I see it, but other than that, man, none of that matters. That was last week's stuff. You only as good as the last game you played, and everybody gonna look at what can you do the week prior, and the weeks after that.
That's your rookie quarterback who doesn't play like a rookie, Jaden Daniels. Welcome back to Grant and Danny on the Fan. Yesterday, I found myself just clicking from one story after another from the National People with little anecdotes on Washington. I found myself looking online, Twitter and otherwise, and on the apps, one breakdown of another. This guy studied the film of Jaden Daniels. This former quarterback said this. This former player said that. His approval rating right now, Danny, I think is the highest of any player I've ever seen.
It might be.
I mean, he is so popular and so beloved. It was a competition yesterday of analysts just to say, who can be the most high on the Commander's offense?
Yeah, let's have an effusive contest.
Who's going to say the nicest thing about Jaden Daniels today? And everyone was scratching, clawing, fighting on themselves to get to the flag, basically, to be the one that said the biggest, hottest take about Jaden Daniels. Like, he should be in the Hall of Fame right now. And then how do you top that?
The number one greatest rookie in any sport, anywhere, ever, at any time.
So my first thing I would say is I'm thoroughly enjoying all of the coverage. We don't get this around here. Mm-hmm. It's nice. And maybe we could just end it there. Maybe we just put a period on that sentence and we move on to something else. But there's also this part of me that goes, is it a little fast? And I don't mean specific to Daniels, because we're talking about his first four games that have been historic and amazing. And we have context. We can contextualize against all the other rookies. And he's just a part of an offense that's been better. His performance in a lot of ways has been more efficient, whatever. No problem with that. It's the heaping of the praise it's as if like they've arrived, or this is what it's always going to be, or this is who he is or they are, that makes me a little bit nervous. Call me crazy as someone who's seen the rug get pulled out from under you. And just knows that this isn't linear. This is a week-by-week kind of league. It's a matchup-by-matchup league. How should I feel about this? How should we feel about this? And we can open up the phones at 800-636-1067. MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. 800-636-1067. I mean, the love for Washington, for Kingsbury, for Daniels is a good thing, but it's gotten to a point where it's like so ubiquitous now that it almost feels like it's a little too much too soon.
So one of the hallmarks, I think, of doing this job that you and I have found, I don't want to speak for you, but I know we've shared this sentiment in the past, is oftentimes it's validating to feel like you're doing a good job if you find yourself arguing against that extreme and then that extreme on opposite ends of the spectrum, right? So there's, in this case, for example, there aren't that many right now, but bear with me. On one side, he's so overrated. He's not that good. He's just checking it down. He's just throwing screen passes. You guys don't know what you're talking about. He stinks. They're going to suck. Okay. Then the other side is he's the greatest of all time. This is perfect. They're going, you know, 14-3 and they're winning the Super Bowl this year. Being a little bit more in the middle, to borrow from Jim Zorn, a little more staying medium, a little bit more in the middle, you end up arguing against both extremes. There's a lot of issues there that happen when, especially when it comes up in terms of sports. You and I are bigger sample guys. We like, a whole bunch of data before we start declaring anything solved or done or a mistake or good or bad or anything in between. So I think that's normal and natural that there's a balance here between going, for me, this is already so much better than I thought it would be. I did not think I'd have a game where they scored 42 points this year. I sure as bleep didn't think it'd be after a game where they didn't punt and score 38 points. I didn't think I'd see that in the year of our Lord, 2024. I just saw it over the span of 8 days, whatever the hell it is, right? So you're allowed to be having fun. You're allowed to be excited. You're allowed to then say, well, if we did that, I wonder what the next thing is. I wonder what else we could do. That's normal. That's sports. That's why we get up in the morning. That's why we do this crap. You know what I mean? It's why we opt in to this crazy, weird, bizarre dance of a bunch of people wearing the same laundry trying to matriculate a ball down the field. It's because that hope and that excitement and that lightning strike that maybe it's your time to see something truly special, because we've seen a little bit of it already through a couple of weeks. At the same time, you could spin that other plate and go, yeah, we really are talking about a calendar week of two good games that changed the entire perception of everything. Maybe we should pump the brakes a little bit. Maybe we should just wait a second before we start crowning and coronating and fitting gold jackets and a lot of other things. I think it's okay to think both things and sort of blend those into one approach where we're going, all I know right now is that I'm having fun. I can't wait to see what's next. I don't think that's crazy.
Yeah, I guess where I'm at is I am super optimistic and hopeful, and he has blown me away, and my expectations have completely been exceeded. Like, all of those things are true. But when I hear, I'm trying to think of who the analyst was on ESPN. I think it was, who's the guy they call Swagoo?
Marcus Spears?
Marcus Spears. I think it was him. Yesterday said he's the best quarterback in the NFC. Rich Eisen, yeah, I think it was yesterday, may have been 2 days ago, said something to the effect of, the quarterbacks he would take right now moving forward over Jaden Daniels were Patrick Mahomes, CJ Stroud, and he may have had Josh Allen on the list. I don't even think he
Hopefully
did.
Hopefully he did.
But like, now he's like, and then Jaden Daniels. And I'm like, this is awesome to hear about my guy. But it's been 144 hours of really good football. That's like, this was not a month where they just couldn't do anything wrong offensively. This has really been two awesome games that we're talking about. People forget the Tampa Bay game was a scramble fest. That was a passing game that at best was ineffective and at worst was just bad. But again, it was the first game. I don't mean for him. I mean for the whole offense. Like, I'm not holding it against them. It's the only time they've looked like that. The Giants game in week two was a tale of two halves. The first half, they got sacked four times. They had some issues getting the ball out. Everything was at the line of scrimmage or behind. And then in the second half, it's like the switch flipped. He was incredible. They pushed the ball down the field, hit the throw to Noah Brown, did some really, really good things. So that half of the Giants game and then two games. But like, think about the difference in just the overall narrative about the team, about Kingsbury, about the offense, about Daniels from 3 hours before the Bengals game
Yep.
to an hour after the Cardinals game. And this is what happens. This is how the coverage works in the 24/7 platform world now, the medium that we're in, where everyone's just rushing to the take. They're rushing to the judgment. And I'm really happy. And he's been really, really good. And the offense is awesome. And Cliff Kingsbury's killing it. Just like he did in Arizona in the first half of almost every single season, by the way. But I guess that's the point I come back to. It's not meant to be cold water. I'm asking a question more than I'm making a point. I really am. I'm just saying, is it too much too soon at all? Or should we not worry about that and just have fun? Because we deserve it. And it's been a long time coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.